May 15, 2013. No changes to MMP. Last year, the Electoral Commission reviewed MMP and reported to Parliament. The Commission recommended two small changes to MMP. To reduce the party threshold from 5% to 4%, and to take away the electoral seat threshold. When we vote for members of Parliament, we get two votes, one for the person and one for the party. If a party gets a minimum of 5% of the vote throughout the country, that party has 5% of the MPs. The threshold, or minimum, at the moment is 5%. For example, in 2011, the Green Party received 11% of the vote, which is equal to 14 MPs, 11% of 120 seats, all from their list. However, in 2008, New Zealand First had 4.1% of the party vote, but no MPs. This does not seem fair. The electoral seat threshold also seems unfair. In 2008, Rodney Hyde won the seat of Epsom for ACT. The ACT party won 3.65% of the vote throughout the country, which gave the party four list MPs as well as Rodney Hyde. Compare that with New Zealand First's 4.1%, but no MPs. Is that fair? However, the Minister of Justice, Judith Collins, today said that the government does not plan to make the changes recommended by the review. She said that all the parties need to agree.